Hi, everybody. This is Louis from Technically Journalism, a journalism blog I have. You can find that at louisvialobos.com or just Google Technically Journalism. I just want to talk really quickly about being the difference between being a blogger and being a journalist. And I don't mean like in a condescending way. I just mean literally the practicality of both and like how, at least in my experience, it's a little different from a different perspective, say. So there was an immigration protest, a lot of stuff going on here in Phoenix, national story. Those of you who don't know, there was a law being proposed here that affected immigration in Arizona, caused a lot of debate, a lot of controversy, a lot of reaction one way or the other. And as a result, there was a lot of people from all over the country who came to Phoenix to protest the law and whatever, you know, one way or the other, either support it or stand against it. So obviously it's a big news story, and we got a chance to do a lot of coverage, and we did get great coverage for the paper. But I'm not involved in that story in any way coverage-wise, so I wanted to go and see what it was all about and do something for my blog on as just a blogger and a mobile journalist and use my cell phone however way I could to get coverage, get video, get photos, and stuff like that. So I went Friday and Saturday of this past week, and it was kind of an odd feeling, you know, having gone to those things as a journalist. And you kind of go with a different frame of mind. You're worried about a lot of different things, and you have a lot of responsibility. It was pretty odd to go as a regular citizen who happens to have a blog, and not really having the point of view either way, which was another different kind of deal as a blogger. Most bloggers go with these kind of things, and they have a pointed view on things. I just wanted to literally go and get footage. That was basically my only goal, regardless of what they were saying. I just wanted to get footage for the blog. But it was cool, you know, it was a cool thing to go and just do whatever I wanted to do, not have a set plan or a set of responsibilities for coverage. It was really cool. At the same time, it was odd in that the lack of responsibility, I found myself not worrying as much if I got something or not, or not really caring as much if I forgot to get an ID of a person I talked to, or if I forgot to, you know, think of and write down all the context surrounding what I was recording or what I was taking a picture of. You know, when you go as a journalist, as a photographer, as a reporter, you kind of got to take note of a lot of stuff. It's not just what you're writing down, it's the scene you're writing it down in, or if you're taking a photo of somebody, you need to get their identity so you can use it in print or in online. And so when you're going as a blogger, I found myself not worrying about that, and just naturally, it didn't come to me at times. I didn't even think about it a couple times until afterwards, and I wish I'd gotten some lady's ID who I did a streaming video interview with. She was really nice to talk to me, and I told her I was a blogger just there to cover it. I didn't even tell her I was an actual journalist, so she was cool to talk to me. But I remember thinking I didn't write her name down, and or where she was from, for that matter, so I couldn't really include it. But it was a good little interview, and she had some stuff to say, so I used it. So it was kind of cool to go as just a regular person, and I wish I could do that more often with things, you know. But I wish I could just go and see news events as a non-journalist and take photos or whatever and then post it on my blog and kind of move on with my life. It was a cool experience. I'd rather, though, all things being equal, I think I'd rather go as a journalist just because of the responsibility that comes with and the kind of fulfillment you get from actually covering something and putting it out for people to read. That's kind of cool as a journalist, you know. You go and you get stuff accurately, hopefully, and you put some context on it, and you have a little bit of an impact to your work. It's still fun, you know, it's fun. So going as a blogger was interesting, a different perspective, kind of cool, but I'd still rather go as a journalist, all things being equal. But it was a good thing, and I plan to do that more for the blog. I hope you guys can go and see some of the footage I got and get something out of it. If not, it's cool. I appreciate you listening, I appreciate you visiting, and we'll see what we can keep going for the website, keep going with the podcast. 5 minutes. I'm sure I've been gone. I'm coming up on my 5-minute mark here, so I got to stop talking. So basically, I just want to let you know that I went out there, got some footage as a regular citizen. It was really cool, really fun, but I'd rather do it as a journalist. All right, hope you guys are doing well. Again, just Google Technically Journalism, and you should find my site just fine. Thank you, and take care.